This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. A possible turning point in the Middle East.
I saw wounded people falling to the ground in front of me. Four people fell down. They were torn to pieces.
When I was in there, and people were shooting on one side, and we all ran the other way, and then the bombs went off, and people started running the other way, and there's more shooting, and we came out, and after that, I think there was another bomb.
We were working in our office. I was on the night shift. First, we heard about 10 gunshots, then the first explosion. We left the office and tried to escape. Then a second bomb went off. Then there was chaos everywhere.
Three explosions rocked Istanbul's Atatürk Airport last night, the third busiest airport in Europe. The target of an attack that killed dozens and wounded hundreds. Suspects reportedly used bombs and automatic weapons. They blew themselves up at the site of the attack, although the number of suspects is not known. A horrible, bloody, tragic scene in a nation already filled with fear about the future and surrounded by war-torn neighbors. It's the second major attack in Turkey this month, following the June 7th explosion of a police van by Kurdish separatists. That attack killed 11. Soner Çayapte is director of the Turkish Research Program at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Soner says this may be the opening salvo in a major new campaign by ISIS.
The signs indicate that this is probably the so-called Islamic State, ISIS, that's behind the attack. Multiple suicide bombers, detonating bombs, and machine gunning people down before blowing themselves up in order to cause the most number of casualties. All that suggests that this is unfortunately, a typical ISIS attack. The symbolism of it at the heart of the city's main airport hub, obviously. So why has ISIS decided to escalate? I guess the question is not to be surprised, but maybe this was something that was really bound to happen if you look at the fact that if the Islamic State represents what is the anomaly in Islam, Turkey represents what's the normal in Islam. Turkey is a country with it's a Muslim majority country, but it's a country with a secular constitution. It's democratic. It has full gender equality. It's at peace with the West. It's a friend of the United States. Member of NATO, in accession talks with the European Union, and just the day before the bombing, it had made up with Israel. So it has so much going for it that's good, but that's antithetical to what the Islamic State represents, that I think it was not a question of if, but when the Islamic State would target Turkey. And unfortunately, that happened yesterday, and I think we will probably see more attempts by the Islamic State as such to go after Turkey.
Do Kurdish insurgents benefit from this kind of an attack, or do they have to retreat and just watch out at this point?
Analysts are saying that the Kurds have probably not much to do with this attack, although Kurdish separatists, including a terrorist group called as Kurdistan Workers Party, which also goes by its initials as PKK, has carried out its own suicide bomb attacks, unfortunately, in Turkey in the last year, including a couple in Ankara, the Turkish capital. But I think the PKK, the Kurdish groups, realized that those attacks backfired because both in Turkey among the Turks, there was revulsion towards those attacks, and also in Western capitals, including in the United States, where the Kurdish groups are trying to clean up their image as a terrorist group because they work with the United States. The PKK's Syrian sister organization known as Party for Democratic Unity, PYD, works with the United States in Syria to defeat ISIL. I think the organization is trying really hard to clean up its image as a terrorist group. And when they carried out those suicide bomb attacks in Ankara, they were tarnished again. So this is probably not a PKK attack. And I think all signs are pointing out that this is really an ISIL attack. There's one more reason why the Islamic State probably carried out this attack, in addition to the symbolism of it, that Turkey is the antithetical to everything they stand for. It's the antidote what the Islamic State wants to create, and that is a tactical factor. Recently, Turkey-backed rebels were working with U.S.-backed Kurds in Syria to push against the Islamic State. So in addition to the symbolism of the attack, I believe there's a tactical element. The Islamic State wanted to retaliate because Turkey is pushing so hard in Syria with the U.S. to take that group out there.
But elaborating on that, I mean, is it possible, because Turkey is a member of NATO, that ISIS is trying to draw NATO into this conflict and get American boots on the ground, which the U.S. is resisting?
Of course, I think that's ISIS' dream. They want U.S. troops on the ground. But obviously, this is also a long-term battle. It's really bringing Turkey closer to the U.S., whether or not NATO is going to be involved, because the Turks will react to this with vengeance. They will not accept the fact that their country has been targeted. And also, I think the Turkish president, Erdogan, will not accept the fact that he is a strongman president. He runs the country with a pretty strong determination and an increasingly authoritarian tilt. At the same time, Turkey has so far prioritized fighting the Assad regime in Syria, limiting the advances of the Kurds in Syria. And the Islamic State has only been threat number three for Turkey after the Assad regime and the Kurds. Now, I think Islamic State will go up and will become threat number one, primarily because the symbolism of the attack will force the president to do so. This attack not only goes against the city's main transport hub, but the Ataturk airport is not only symbolic, but it's also economically important. Basically, it is the hub of the country's only known international brand, Turkish Airlines. It is the entry point for more than 30 million tourists who come to Turkey and who leave a good amount of cash in Turkey, about $30 billion a year. And so a strike at the heart of the airport is also a strike at the country's tourism industry. So it's really debilitating, I think, economically. This is what ISIL is trying to do by targeting Turkey.
Soner Çayapte is director of the Turkish Research Program at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Soner, nice to talk to you. Thanks so much. Take care.
It's my pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.